Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, you are.
Where every week at 3 o'clock, every Tuesday, we bring you information on the local real estate market and finance, and always have on special guests to tell us what's going on in our local communities.
Yeah, lots of interesting stuff, and I love it because we have five different segments that we tend to go towards. We have our investor angle and the real estate insider, green and building, and then there's also for basically entertainment, you know, things going on, because there's also regional impact. So you guys aren't necessarily considered regional impact.
Or rent impact.
But yes, exactly. And I'm hoping that we're going to have a regional set of people coming to your location, because I can already tell you right now, I know there's going to be people from Tukwila, I know there's people from Burien and Newcastle.
I'm mostly worried about running out of beer.
Okay, so we were talking about, you know, how you make the beers and all that kind of good stuff, but I want to ask the question of, I know we know why you said you wanted to choose Renton, because you felt a vibe there and you liked it, but talk to me about how this is going to be set up, because when we first met, there was the conversation about, yes, we're going to do this, but we aren't going to be like a restaurant. Because when someone hears, oh, a brewery is opening, they're probably thinking like Elliott Bay, or like you mentioned, you know, Whistle Stop. They might think of it more like a pub or something like that. What's the setup going to be?
We are in 1,450 square feet, so it's not huge. Mm-hmm. The brewery takes up two-thirds of it, about two-thirds of it. And then the front is the tap room. And in the tap room, we will be serving our beers. We'll be serving cider, water, and then, because we're huge fans, sparkling water.
That we make in-house.
That we make in-house, yeah.
Oh, really?
In-house sparkling water.
Oh, nice. I love sparkling water. I'll try that out.
And then we are going to have seven tables, if I'm counting correctly, and a bar and standing area. But we are not providing any food. However, we have so many wonderful restaurants within a 2 to 3 block radius, and people are more than welcome to buy food there, bring it in. We'll have menus on site that you can order from, hoping to set up some delivery service with them, and bring your food in, come spend some time with us.
See, and that's what I think is interesting, because World of Beers did something similar over at the Landing. And frankly, for me, that was kind of a cool thing to have available, because... Yeah, sorry, love you, honey, but me and my husband don't always want the same thing to eat. And it is a constant source of consternation for us if we go somewhere. I'm like, well, where do you want to go? And he always says I'm more picky. I'm like, no, I have more options. You say it's more picky. I'm just like, I like more things. You have a narrow window of wings and tacos and pizza. And like, I don't know why I'm the one who's picky. But okay. So I like that, because then someone could bring pho, or they could bring stuff from the Berliner, or, you know, wherever nearby. I mean, you mentioned
or the local, or the Whistle Stop.
Yeah, there's tons
of Smoking Monkey Pizza.
Yeah.
The Burger Cedar Place. River Barbecue.
I was just going to say Cedar River.
Yeah. There's a lot of great stuff.
And I've yet to find something down there that's not good.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So I'm super excited, because I think it'll bring a new little vibe in downtown, and kind of a fun. Are you going to have any? Can you have outdoor seating at all?
So we actually, it's almost 5 by 22 feet long outdoor seating, and we just got the permit from the city.
A week ago? Not yet.
Oh, we have to submit our insurance.
Have to submit the insurance, and that happens tomorrow.
And then we get the permit from.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. No, that's super cool. I'm so excited, because it's going into summertime, and if the weather's like this.
Well, and ours is covered too. So in the wintertime, when it's blowing nasty, I've stood out front there, and it's blowing and raining hard.
That's right. You're dry. I forgot about that.
So we're going to put a couple heaters out there.
Sweet.
Yeah. So it'll be nice in the summer. It'll be nice in the wintertime.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm a Pacific Northwest native. I like to drink outside when it's cold.
Yeah. No, I'm totally with you on that one.
And you're open now, right?
Hopefully we're shooting for July 1.
Oh,
so
July
everyone
1.
Who's been asking, we're shooting for July 1.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see.
That's one of the reasons we put them on the calendar, because I think originally you had a potential for June, and we put them on our calendar to be here to try and get that ready and boost it up and get people excited about it. Yep. But okay, so maybe 4 weeks out then.
Yeah. I'm at the point now where I'm about to start brewing all the beer for the opening.
Okay.
I have a couple little things to finish up in the brew house area, and then I'm going.
You're ready to rock and roll. Yep. And what a good combination here too, though. So Ross, you know, obviously I can see it and hear it. And you're talking, this is your passion.
Oh yeah.
This is something that you were born to do. And it's great to see someone start a business, which is in an area mm-hmm. that they truly love and are interested in, are a student of. So then, Mary, where do you come in? You're the business brains behind it?
I'm partially the business brains. I am a retired teacher, mm-hmm. and I taught at Redmond Elementary for 13 years. Got to mostly do math and science, which was wonderful.
Excellent. Wait. New math?
New, old, in between. Yeah. Okay. The numbers work in the long run.
Good. Okay.
But I've always loved numbers. I mean, that's always been my strong point. I used to work for a company way back in time in Seattle and Fremont area, and I basically did the books and so forth for them. So I thought, okay, I can figure this out. We can do this. Things have changed, but we can do this. And took a leave of absence originally to help out, and this is when it was going to be in the garage base, and it was going to be 1 or 2 days a week, no big deal, kind of enjoy retirement. Things have changed. I'm now pretty much on full time. I'm going to be doing
retirement.
Yeah, retirement's kind of out the window at this point. Big trips are out the window. Yeah. But no, I'm basically running all the backside, the books, the managing, ordering, that kind of thing. We'll be working out front, just pretty much doing whatever needs to be done.
So it's truly a family business.
It is a family business. The third partner is my husband and Ross's father, who fortunately still has a day job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And is helping to fund this.
Okay, so that was the other thing I was curious about, because when you start thinking about, okay, you're in a commercial space and you're doing huge tenant improvements. And were those negotiated with your landlord? Or
we got floor drains out of him. We got the floor polished, which isn't how mm-hmm. I wanted it, but it's fine. We got a small stipend for electrical, small stipend for the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Half of the front. Half of the front entrance.
Yeah, half mm-hmm. of the front roll-up door mm-hmm. and a couple other little things. But other than that, we've done it. Oh,
pretty
and
much.
He got the plumbing set for us, but not mm-hmm. anything installed, just dry set, basically.
Right. Okay. So just as a real estate agent who I do some commercial, and it's never been like the major focus of my business, but I have done quite a few different commercial leases, and I wasn't sure what your background was, and it's a pretty fantastic thing to have a landlord who's willing to take on a brand new business without you guys having had any prior experience in the area, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming you had to probably show a lot of, you know, what your potential was and your bit, because usually you have to be showing a business plan at that point. Or did you have to do that?
Very, very loose business plan. He mostly cares as long as we pay the rent on time every month. He doesn't care.
Okay.
And we can, so.
Right. Okay. Well, no, that's cool. So, I mean, can I ask how many years lease did you put in?
5 year.
5 year.
5 year. Okay. Yeah. All right. People, get your booty down to Four Generals Brewing when that sucker opens. Because support a local business, support a family business, which I think, you know, Eric and I are both big fans of that.
We're all about that.
Yeah, we're all about showing support and for love for that. And of course, I'm on the business development committee for the chamber and also working a lot of stuff in the downtown. So I'm personally thrilled as a resident of Renton. I'm so excited that there's going to be something new and interesting to come in that we can support and be part of. So I just love that. But I guess I love the fact that landlord, given what you're describing of the tenant improvements that had to happen, I mean, when was the last time something was in there?
A&M Stamps, it was, I don't know, a year before we came in. It was,
but they had like nothing.
It
was done.
It was pretty much a shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he stripped everything out and he took the tile floor out and all that stuff.
Oh, okay. Cause I was like, I don't even remember what used to be in there. And it just kind of looked like this hole.
Yeah, no, it was two old guys that sold stamps.
Sold stamps.
Yeah.
Wow, so they still do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Or I guess maybe they don't now.
Well,
it's not
well
there.
One of them passed away. So
okay.
Yeah.
All
the
right.
other one sold up and moved on. But it's a wonderful space. We walked in. I mean, honestly, the first time we walked in, Ross and I looked at it and we just were in awe because of the old brick and the wood ceilings, and it was just like we fell in love. It's like,
so,
we have to figure this out.
Okay, so I have to bring this up, and I know we're doing this stuff all in the air. People are probably going to be thinking like, oh my God, we're getting all down into rent and business and stuff. But have you talked to the people at the Brick?
The Brick?
Oh, I love this. Okay, so we're going to do a little introduction. So there's another new restaurant in Renton called The Brick.
Okay.
And they're going to love this. So they just were at the SIF Gala opening night, And so we're going to tie in a couple of other businesses that are down there. I love this. So Flour, Sugar, and More does the breads and whatnot for the Brick. And so the Brick is, if you go up Sunset from where the landing is, like you're going up Sunset on the south side of the road, there's a gas station like partway up the hill. And they took over what used to be the Bullseye Saloon.
Oh, I know exactly where that
is. Yeah. So the Brick has been open about 6-7 months. And their whole thing is like an homage to the old Brick facility in town. And so they have all these cool old pictures. And they local is like their big thing. So Flour, Sugar, and More was opened by this really cool couple that originally moved up here from Mexico City. And so they've got this awesome bakery that's up behind or by the Tea Palace. And then the Brick just opened up. So those two have kind of partnered together on some of their stuff. But they're looking, and I have them talking to Cedar River Cellars because it's the only local winery in Renton. Mm-hmm. And so you should definitely be talking to them about carrying some of your beer because that's totally what they're all about.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Yeah. We'll make that connection for you.
Yeah, that'd be
most
great.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, cool stuff. But sorry. You're looking at Eric's like, oh, my God, we've devolved into written.
No, I'm just thinking about that. That's kind of cool. Carry some of the local fare. I was just thinking, I'm daydreaming here. If I show up with my growler, you know, can you
oh,
fill
yeah.
it
Can
up?
You buy growlers,
oh, yes.
I'm assuming?
Yep.
Yay.
I've got local growlers, and we're happy to fill your other growler.
Yeah.
Or sell
yeah.
your
as long as it's
ours.
Clean,
reduce, reuse.
Bring it in
yes.
clean.
Yep. Yeah. No, absolutely. Yep. And we've got like 3 or 4 of them at our house. So,
and where's our sample? Where's our free sample here?
I know. So, are you going to
still in the fermenter?
Yeah. So, are you going to do a grand opening?
I think so.
Looks like you're thinking
yes,
about it.
Yes,
you're,
yes,
you
we are.
Yes, we will. I mean, we'll be doing a soft opening first to try and figure out what direction's
right.
up. Obviously,
yeah. You always have to do that to work the kinks out before
exactly,
you invite
everybody. But no, we
make
will
sure
be doing
payment system works.
Yeah. We will be doing a grand opening once we figure. I mean, our heads are still spinning, to be very honest.
Right.
Trying to figure everything out, and it's going to be wonderful and fun.
Well, okay. You know, Reva, I'm thinking 7 tables. This would be a good place for us to have a first-time homebuyer class.
Yeah.
Huh? We could pair
that's
up.
That's a great idea.
So now we're going to be talking about FHA loans and match that up with a nice IPA.
Where was this class when I bought my house?
Well, obviously.
We've been teaching them for years. Unfortunately, we didn't capture you.
Absolutely. I know. Bummer.
I know.
Oh, well, there's still time, though. There's still time.
There's lots of new people.
We can make it work out.
Well, stay tuned as we come back with more with Ross and Mary with Four Generals Brewing on KKOL Business Radio 1300.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.